Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Jarmila, my dream mother would take care of all of us. Jarmila was 9 years old when she was taken from the yard by the police. Come with us, you will be back in a minute, they told her. Instead, they took her to the diagnostic institution. Later, she spent her life in the orphanage in juvie. A similar destiny met her children when Jarmila was sentenced to 2 years because of drugs. I got detained for 2 years. Memories? Very bad. Especially when you can't have your kids with you. I don't wish that for anybody. Day by day, I thought about them. I couldn't let them go. How are they? Are they crying? Not crying? What's going on with them? All my 5 children were taken to orphanages. My partner's brother, who was in prison as well, took them later. The kids, however, weren't taken care of. They didn't go to school, and they were really bad. They ended up in the orphanage again. The prison had a strict regime. Every day we would go for a walk in the corridor for an hour. I was in solitary confinement for almost a year. I would cry a lot. I always had my children in mind. When I was released from prison, I used to visit them. I had almost nothing. I want to forget. If I could erase anything from my life, it would be the time spent in prison, so that we could all be together and never be apart. I feel the distance between us, mostly with the kids. From my life, I would also erase the part when my father died. I was 9 years old when it all changed. If only my parents didn't drink. We were a poorer family. Mom often liked to wander. Daddy was drinking, so life would be easier for him. He was a good man who used to take care of us. There were 6 of us in the house. His heart couldn't handle it. His heart burst. My mom was taken to prison because she didn't take care of us. I remember when the policemen came. Come with us, you'll be back in a minute, they told me. I didn't come back. They put me in the diagnostic institution. Later, I ended up in an orphanage, and later my sister joined me. During the holidays, all of us used to visit our older sister, who had a family of her own. I liked life outside of the orphanage, so I started running away. As a result of my escape, I ended up in the juvie. Life in juvie was about strict rules, but at least I finished my vocational training course. Finally, I was at the self-administration of the institute and supervised everything the girls needed. I was their voice. I was deprived of love and mom's warmth. Despite this, I missed something important, love. The feeling is when someone looks at you and caresses you. My mom was never like that. My dream mom would have taken care of us. She wouldn't have needed to be rich. Her warmth would have been enough. If only she had loved and taken care of us as kids. I remember only fakeness from my mom. She would only take and never give. Maybe she gave only what she was given, nothing. Our father was different. Daddy gave us love, which I tried to give my kids. My kids' life is similar to mine. They ended up in an orphanage as well. I would never put my kids into the orphanage. I love them, and I'm responsible for taking care of them. When I was released from prison, I had nothing. I used to visit them. Thanks to the people from the orphanage, I managed to get one of my sons home before the completion of institutional care. Robko wanted to go home, and the orphanage helped us, although officials were too skeptical and didn't believe me. After all, it ended up well. What is life like when you leave an orphanage? Emptiness. You are looking forward to it, even though you know it will be hard to make ends meet. I went back to my mother, but not for long. I met my partner, with whom I have 6 kids now. He helps me a lot, even when we can't afford what most people can afford normally. One of our sons is disabled and suffers from autism. My daughter is pregnant in a re-education facility. Soon she will come back home. The only thing I desire is to have my flat where we could all be together. We live in a rental property and I can't even afford brushes. I would like to paint, make it more cozy. Even the doors in the closet are broken. However, we can't afford it. We don't have money for it. I would like us to live in a big family, all of the kids and grandchildren. What do I feel when I think about it? It can't be described. Just imagine a mother who sees all of the kids together. Love.
The project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.